Tom Ceratore, the head coach of the BSU Beavers, I believe, joining us now outside the locker room. Tom, congratulations.
Thanks, Schultz. Appreciate it, pal.
I thought you played a better game tonight than you did last Friday night in Huntsville just because of what this rink makes you guys do. I thought you guys handled the puck fantastic tonight.
Schultz, I'm so proud of the guys, and I just told them that. I mean, we played a different game, and I thought we were extremely patient. There's not many times you can hold Ferris 25 shots in their building. They're usually right around 40. And I thought we defended well, but I just thought we had the numbers back. We took away their stretch. Our guys were patient, and we scored two goals. And, heck, we could have scored three, four more, you know, if the puck would have. Johnny had a couple breakaways, I think. There's just a couple point blankers. Wardle. Phil had the breakaway, too. I mean, we had some quality scoring chances. But, again, I was just really proud of the guys. And they just showed a lot of patience. They showed a lot of maturity, I thought, Schultz, tonight.
It goes to say everywhere, but how important is it to play with a lead in this building?
Just any time. You know what? And again, no lead safe. I'll tell you, you know what? I mean, I'm chewing my fingernails till we get the second one right there. But it's dicey. And, hey, who's kidding who? I mean, they put their foot on the throttle in the third right there. They were pinching their D. That puck's a super ball coming off the end wall. There's just a lot of factors, you know, a lot of factors that play into it. And you know what? But Bits stood tall when he had to. We collapsed our forwards. I thought we had good slot coverage. But there was a few dicey moments. But, overall, again, I thought tactically the guys just did a fantastic job.
Mike Bitzer hasn't played in a couple of weeks now. It didn't show. It's easy to get rattled in this building, and he looked calm and cool, and that's what you need out of a goalie here, don't you?
Well, again, he won 3 out of 4 points here last year, too, Schultz. He probably had a little confidence coming in. We sure didn't talk a lot, but he also knew, you know, he obviously knew, too. He knew he was fighting it. He knew he was fighting it. Who's kidding who? And you know what? His back's against the wall a little bit right now, too, and I thought, again, he responded just like he responded like a champion, like he is. And he is a champion.
Your penalty kill has been good, very, very good. I didn't think they had many looks tonight at all.
They had a couple Schultz on the back door. The one, he missed a wide-open net in the second, and, they were trying to force the puck to the back door, and hopefully, again, we made a few adjustments, and hopefully we rectify that tomorrow.
If you're playing without your leading scorer and you're playing without a goalie who's played great the last three games and you come out with a win, feather in your cap.
Well, no question, Schultz. I mean, you don't have Jerry in the lineup, and it's the first game Jerry's missed. He played every game in junior hockey, and that was, you know, a couple hundred games. So, Jerry has, he's been our goal scorer, and he's been a rock for us. And, the guys played really well, and I was really happy. And I thought all the guys, again, there was good, you know, great buy-in on the structure and tactically what we wanted to do. And it's not easy. It's not an easy place to play. And you know what? Our guys showed 60 minutes of patience.
Congratulations, sir.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.